welcome back to Some Extra Fat Joy. I have 10 questions for Leslie Jordan Garcia. All right, Leslie, ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. If this past week was a chapter of a book, what would it be called?
You know, actually, it would be called Pleasure.
Ooh, yes, please.
Yes, it started with a talk that I was the introductory, you know, speaker, and I talked about pleasure-focused movement. And I was followed by Reagan Chastain. Like,
we love Reagan. Oh, my God.
She's freaking hilarious. But during my speech, something organically came about. I had a lavalier mic on, and I whispered pleasure. And, like, you could feel it vibrate, like, between my boobs. I could feel it vibrate between my boobs. And I was like, ooh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Right. So I said it, and it just became a word of the day. And it just, and everybody felt it. And it was really nice to be able to be in community. And we were talking about, you know, systems of oppression and undoing it, how we can help it and finding that pleasure. And that has carried me all week, being able to enjoy things that bring me pleasure.
Yeah. How delightful is it to think about the overthrowing of oppression through pleasure?
It's orgasmic delightful, right? Like, I'm like, oh, come on.
Oh my God. I love that. I think that's why I was so taken by like the concept of pleasure activism, which I'd never heard of until I think Adrienne Marie Brown wrote the book. And then that came on my radar. And just the fact that kind of like, again, rest is resistance, like these things that I will speak for myself that I denied myself. I'm not allowed to rest. I'm not allowed to have pleasure. Are you kidding? Like that is what's going to overthrow. Yes, I haven't earned it. Oh my God. Right.
Yeah. And dieting is all about restriction of pleasure. Right. And it pisses me off when I think about it, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, our souls have convinced us that, you know, we are to deny eating and eating foods we like and soft fabrics, and I'm supposed to work all the time. Yeah, just any of the things that I like to enjoy, I want to enjoy them now, and I'll be damned if you're going to stop me. Like, my earrings literally say by any means necessary, and it means more than Malcolm X had no idea. That I mean this also with my pleasure seeking, with my joy, right? This also by any means necessary. I'm a yes.
Yeah, I love it. That is resistance for sure. I love those earrings. I've been admiring them the whole time we've been talking. They're beautiful. What is one thing that you own that you probably should get rid of, throw out, give away?
Oh, I know. I found them the other day. Oh my gosh, I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but there are those containers that were colored when you were supposed to be making your plate, and you could have like a green and a, oh girl, oh my gosh. I only kept them Portion Control, the 21 Day Fix by Beachbody. Oh my gosh. I actually just kept them because I was going to make a reel about them. But when I found them, I was embarrassed that I even still had them, because I got rid of all that stuff like years ago. But yeah, I kept them, and they're brand new. They're like, I'm literally gonna have to take the shrink paper off of them. And I'm just like, why do I still have these? Cause I don't care. Yes.
I was weeding my bookshelf recently, and I had all of these, like, I think this books I just kind of carried through the years and the moves, and that somehow got past like my weeding process. And I was like, I don't want to like, I always like take gift books or take them, pass them forward. I'm a former librarian. I never want to throw out books, but I was like, no, I'm not letting these very diet focused books further into the world. So they went into recycling.
Literally 2 weeks ago, I recycled a book called Detox.
Yes.
Yes. Like, it was just one I had gotten like at half price books for something like years ago. And it was in something else. And I found it, and I was like, ew.
Yeah. Not in my house anymore.
Right. <Yes.
laughs> Leslie, what is the most used app on your phone?
Instagram, hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down, Instagram. It's how I navigate my business. And, recently, well, just October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and my little one has Down Syndrome, and so someone gifted us a book, and we're doing it. It's Black Women Trailblazers, and they used music. So A was for Aretha Franklin, B was Billie Holiday, C was Chaka Khan. So I've been recording her dancing to these ladies' awesome music, just as a way to build awareness about, you know, individuality and all things Down syndrome and how cute she is. So I'm on Instagram, and she loves to watch herself. And she also loves that people leave comments. Like, she's all about that. She's like, heart, you know, she's all. So we use Instagram a lot.
I love that. I watched the Chaka Khan video today. I'm going to go back and leave a comment so she can do a heart.
Please. Oh my gosh. I have to, when she comes home, I have to read her comment. She'll be like, let's see what the people said. And I'm just like,
you have a little influencer that is starting.
Today is D for Diana Ross. So we love her. Like, she's the center of our universe, but we learn so much from her, and she's just fantastic.
Oh, amazing. What is your favorite smell?
So my husband, he has this, I don't know what the cologne is called. I really don't know what it is. But after he takes a shower, he my husband is a home builder and carpenter. But when he takes a shower and puts that cologne on, oh my gosh, I can just lay in his back like for the rest of my life. Like, that's my favorite smell, that cologne on his skin.
Oh, right. That combination.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cologne smells good by itself. But on his skin, I'm just like, yes, just lay in the bed with me, please. Just lay here. And he's like, woman, I got to get up. No, I'm like, just lay here. Just one
I
more
need
time.
To smell you.
And then I'm like, okay, yes, I need to smell you. Yeah. He knows it too. When he's in a doghouse, he puts it on purpose. Cause he knows. Yeah.
Does it work? It's,
oh yeah. Yeah. Hands down.
I love that. My version of that is, I don't know why, but it's my husband's armpit. I love, because not like the body odor, but like him plus the deodorant, there's something. And he's like, did you like talk about my armpits again? I'm like, I talk about your armpits all the time, but it's that combo of like,
yeah, and I want to put my face like right between his shoulder blades in his back. Like that's where I am. Like, yep.
I love that you get it.
I do. I know. I totally do.
Do you have a favorite word?
You know, right now, I would probably say, you know, I think it changes, right? Like, you know, I'll hear something and I'll be like, but right now it's luscious. Right now it's luscious because it says everything that I want. That's everything. I want my food luscious. I want my hugs, my kisses luscious. I want everything.
Oh, that's such a visceral word. Like, even as you're saying it, I'm like, oh yeah, like I can squeeze.
Yeah,
luscious.
You have to do a body movement with it. You can't just say it's like luscious.
Ooh, I like it. Do you have a least favorite word?
Yeah, oppression.
Yeah, that's a good least favorite word. Yeah.
And it's the same thing, though. It's a visceral response when I hear it. I'm like, oh, damn it. You know, like, yeah, I'm.
Yeah, it's like a different kind of clenching.
Yeah, I'm tense. I'm mad. I'm like, where's the fight? Like, show me where do I need to be at?
Yes, point me. Point my arrow in the right direction. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, latitude and longitude, please. That's all I need.
It's like, drop a Google pin. What scares you?
You know, what scares me probably the most right now is that in some small way, society will not have grown any, like, for my kids. Like, just,
I know,
give them just a little bit of space, you know, just a little bit of breathing. And yeah, so, and I'm in Texas. It ain't looking good. So as far on the political front, so. I'm terrified that things are just going to keep going like this.
Yeah. 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 Very relatable fear. And God, I wish it wasn't one that you had to hold. Yeah. What would you tell your younger self?
Girl, it don't matter. Be happy. Like, I probably literally would tell my younger self, like, it really isn't you. Like, it really isn't. And it really is society. And one day you're going to realize it's not you. So just skip the BS now and just know it's not you. Trust me and just keep doing what you're doing and seek joy. Like, do the things that make you happy. Like, study what you want to in school and don't listen to your parents because that's not what you want to do. do the things. Like, you're not, you deserve what you want. Like, you deserve to pursue your dreams and your happiness above all else. So just do that and don't worry about the other stuff.
Oh, I feel like that's such a message so many of us wish we could have given to our younger selves. And if they could have listened, like, where would we be now? You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's kind of a depressing thought.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to feel like I've missed out on too much, but yeah. I know I have.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I just, but I'm so grateful that I was blessed enough to start to correct that trajectory.
Yes, right? I agree. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't change anything. Yeah. What is one of your big dreams?
One of my big dreams is to open up kind of like a B&B in Honduras. Like, that's we have some property there, and that's kind of that's where I want to retire and just run these lush healing retreats. Just come and play with us in the sand and let us love on you and love on each other. And yeah, that's probably my big dream right now.
Is that, I'm like, can I get on that newsletter? That sounds amazing. Is this something that you're actively working on? Is this a little far in the future? Oh, amazing.
It is something, yeah. We have several acres there, about 10 minutes from the beach in a little place called Triunfo de la Cruz there in Honduras, and beachfront, and yeah. Very, very gorgeous, luscious scenery, luscious sand, luscious everything about it. And so I'm hoping in a few years we can start building our little cabanitas there. And,
oh, cabanitas. Oh, Leslie, I'm sending that. Everyone listening, send that dream. So much energy right now. Ah, oh, yes. All right. May it be so. Oh. All right, final question. If you had a billboard on the side of a really busy highway where tens of thousands would see it every day, what would you put on that billboard?
I would put fat people shaking their money makers. Like, seriously, there are some great, just like laughing, enjoying, kissing, half naked, butt naked, whatever, just like, and then all it would ever say is fat joy, get into it. Like, and then it would just, like, one of those rotating billboards, like, and it would be, like, right across from these political ones in Texas. So it would be like, yes, just over here, people, get into it, yeah.
I wish there were more public images like that all over the place. Oh, yeah, amazing. Leslie, thank you for answering the 10 questions. That was so delightfully luscious.
Yes, lush. Get into it.
Get into it.